I think it's just a show. I don't think it's something serious, because in France system, with the Guinean constitution, there is no need for the prime minister to resign. The president is the man who have to decide that. He just has to sign a decree. And during the whole month talking about this problem, just to have something to say, because we have last few days the new budget was something very bad. We have a growth of less than 2% this year. All countries around Sierra Leone, 14.5%, Cote d'Ivoire, 9%, even Mali, 6.5%. So Guinean economy is in very bad shape, and, you know, talking.
There was this September 28 parliamentary election. Since then, there's been this recrimination between the opposition and the government. Do you think the president, as a way of reconciliation, might want to bring in some members from the opposition in the new government?
I don't think this will be my parliamentary group, because I think this government failed over 3 years. Nobody needs to go with them and support this balance of fail at the end of the 2015 presidential election.
Even if the president reaches out to you, you will decline it?
Absolutely.
The last time we spoke with you, or spoke to a member of the opposition, you were planning on going to the Secretary General of the United Nations to complain about the parliamentary elections. Anything has happened since then?
No, we want to be sure that everybody will be concerned about the situation in Guinea, because we have two elections coming. The first one will be for election of mayors, and the next election in 2015 will be presidential election. And we all know what happened in Guinea during this last parliamentary election. So we want to be sure that everybody know what will come in Guinea if nothing is done.
Would the opposition take part in those municipal elections?
Yeah, we'll take part for all the elections coming. But we want to be sure that we'll be not with the same commission, we'll be not in the same situation. So this is why we send a letter, because what can bring some riots in the country? So we want to be sure that, you know, we said before, you have to pay attention on Guinea. The situation is not very good yet.
Do you have an idea who the president might put in as a new prime minister?
Really, I'm not concerned, because, you know, the government failed, as I say. We are in poverty. We have 3 years after no electricity, no water supply, even in the capital. The activity is very low. I say the growth is less than 2%. I don't mind. Always coming. It will be the same thing, because it's the same president.